Back at you, 102.5 The Game. Willie D. Mace in the suit, Chase. We're waiting on Ugo Amadi to call in.
And meanwhile, the suit has been lassoed, exactly. It looks like. Somebody snagged him.
Yeah, somebody got him. Let's get back to before we have Ugo come on. Hopefully he calls here in a minute or so. I'm pretty sure it's pretty hectic over there at the facility right now, so I understand how that can be.
You've been through that?
Absolutely, so I understand it. But I think we got him on the line now.
Yeah,
somebody,
I believe
somebody rang the hotline.
Somebody, we have him on.
Let's say we do. Let's say hello to Ugo Amadi, Titans defensive.
And we got the suit back too. All right.
Yeah, sorry. Thank
now
you.
We're full strength.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Ugo, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Doing fantastic. Look, I know last week did not go the way that you guys wanted, but your first game with the Tennessee Titans, your hometown team, after going to Overton High School, how was it being with this group, and how's it been the last few weeks for you?
It's been nothing but a blessing. You know, I've been all over, but, you know, I finally made it home, as they would say. Just being in the stadium for the first time, man, it was just everything and more. I couldn't be any more happier.
Had you ever been there as a fan growing up?
Oh, yeah, I used to go. I played there when I was six. That was my first football game. Was in Nissan Stadium when I was 6 years old. But as an adult, that was my first time.
Very, very cool. So what are some things that you've learned about this defensive back group that you're with, led by, of course, Kevin Byard?
This group is very resilient. They expect a lot out of everybody and, always, trying to be ahead of the game, especially not even just the DBs, just the whole defense is a unit.
What have you learned this week as you guys go through the tape, look at what happened against the Giants as they get you there at the end, and how do you take some of those mistakes, learn from them, and move that into trying to beat the Bills on Monday night?
It always comes down to effort and tackling. Once you put that on tape, there's not much offense can do. Once you can show your tackling, you're making those big tackles, you're getting the guys down quick when they get to catch the ball or when they run the football, all those stuff's playing and kind of being successful defense.
How much of a learning curve was it for you, though, coming in the middle of training camp? At least you had a little time before the season started. You get traded here, learning this defense and what they want to try and do.
It wasn't that much because, as for me, I pick up things very fastly. Very fast, I would say, and I think that's a gift of mine. But the little details took a little bit more time to learn and pick up, but I started picking up as more times as I repped it.
We're talking with Tennessee Titans safety Ugo Amadi. Now, how do you prepare yourself this week? Because you guys play on Monday night, so you get that extra day or two. You're just getting started up today. But I know come Sunday, and it's sitting around and watching football games, and then Monday sitting around, that has to get you sort of antsy a bit. So how do you prepare for a Monday night game?
I just, take it one day at a time, I try to keep myself as calm, as poised as possible until that Monday night comes. We're going against a great offense. I've always watched this offense every time they play because they're an explosive team, but I'm up for the challenges.
Now, what was the message from Vrabel? Because you guys played a really good first half on defense, and then the second half was a little bit different. Many say, well, they quit. I don't prescribe to that. I think there were other things that happened within that game that caused you guys to get behind. But what was the message from Vrabel heading into this week?
Well, what I got from his message is that essentially, you just got to finish. Don't let your foot off the gas. Just finish. Finish the plays, finish the blocks, finish your runs, finish the tackles, all that stuff. It always comes down to finishing.
We're talking to Ugo Amadi, Titans defensive back, joining us here on the show. Now, Ugo, you caught my attention when you said your first Titans game was when you were 6 years old. So what do you remember about that game? And do you remember a guy, number 85?
His first game. I think that's what he was saying, that he played the game.
Yeah, I played like during halftime. I played on the field.
Oh, okay. So did you go to the Titans game too?
I went to a few Titans games. I didn't go to many when I was growing up here.
Okay, so you don't remember a guy named Derek Mason at all then?
Oh, yeah, I remember Derek Mason. Those good times. Those were some really great times, actually. Great times.
There you go.
You think you could take him one-on-one?
Well, what time are we talking about?
When Ugo was six and Derek was playing, that might have been a mismatch. That might have been a mismatch. I was just, you know, it's fun because Ugo, it's so interesting to watch people that maybe grew up, the first generation who grew up with an NFL team in their hometown, right? Before, I mean, you were part of that first group, really, because the generation before didn't grow up with an NFL team.
Yeah, exactly. Was it in Houston?
Yeah, it was in Houston before. Yeah, they had just moved here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I was part of that.
No question. So I was going to ask you, too, what enticed you to, you know, you're going here to Overton. You could have gone to a lot of different schools to play college. So what enticed you about going out to Oregon?
Man, I just had a crazy recruiting process. I was supposed to go to Ole Miss, but I had graduated out of Overton early, too. So I graduated end of 2014, and I wanted to enroll early in Ole Miss. But they agreed to it prior, and then when time came around, they, like, the schedule flipped on them where they couldn't allow me to come in early. So I didn't want to sit at home from January to June when the freshmen come in. So that's when Les Miles came to my school the next day, and John Chavis, they both came to my school from LSU, and they offered me a scholarship. And then fast forward, had LSU and Tennessee on the table, chose LSU over Tennessee. And then once I committed that same day, they had the Music City Bowl against Notre Dame. And they lost that game, and that's when John Chavis left and went to Texas A&M. So I was like, all right, I'm not going there anymore because the guy recruited me, he's no longer there. So I was like, let me go back to the drawing board. And then my trainer reached out to Jim Harbaugh's assistant at the time. He's like, hey, I got this 4-star DB interested in your program. Are you willing to give him an offer or a visit? And he's like, he gets the text back. He said, hey, I'm not so-and-so, but I need DBs in this class. And that message went to Oregon and not to Michigan. At that time, I was like, hey, let's go to Oregon. They were going to the national championship. I was like, let's do it.
That is quite the story. Oh, my gosh.
That is a process, man.
Awesome. So I'm assuming, you know, growing up in Tennessee, you didn't spend a whole lot of time out there. I've never been to Oregon, but it really looks like an amazing, one-of-a-kind place. When you got out there and you got surrounded by that whole vibe, what did you think of it?
I loved it out there. It's very different from the South, I'll tell you that much. It's very, very different. The people are different. The vibe is very different. Like, my brother came to visit me one time, and you know, their downtown is nothing like our downtown, you know. So when he first time going down there, he was like, man, Ugo, you remember the movie Halloween Town? Like, that's the vibe I get. Like, gray, that's the vibe I get. Now, it's funny, though, because some people do dress like that out there. Uh-huh. So I'm like, dang, you're right.
We're talking with Titan safety Ugo Amadi. Now, preparing for Buffalo is a little bit different from preparing for the New York Giants. Obviously, New York Giants want to run the ball with Saquon Barkley. Buffalo isn't known as a running team other than running a quarterback. So how do you go from facing a run-heavy team with a team that doesn't do much running, and if they do, they do it with their quarterback, but they're more so of a passing, pass-happy type of team?
I mean, with this type of team, you know, like you said, they want to pass it, so we can't give them plays. You know, we got to make them earn everything that they get, you know. And, you know, when people throw it, 20-30 times, that's 20-30 times for you to get your opportunity on the ball. So, you know, you got to capitalize on teams who like to play that way. You know, if they want to run the quarterback, you know, we got to capitalize on them running with the quarterback.
Ugo Amadi is here with us.
Yes, a quick question. You said, but do you guys still, because you are a defense that, hey, listen, we're going to stop the run first and then kind of play from there. Do you still go in saying against a Buffalo team, we need to stop the run first and then go from there?
I feel like, you know, it all starts up front. You know, they may not even start with running the ball. They might start passing the ball. Who knows what they want to do. But obviously, you got to stop the run, because when you stop the run, it limits everything else. If you don't stop the run, you open up the run game and the pass game, you know. And that's just not with just this team, any team across the board.
Mm-hmm. Ugo, you had the honor of winning the Lombardi Award in 2018 when you were at Oregon. Where is that award now?
You said, where's the award?
Yeah, where's it at?
I got it locked up in the set. That's a pretty heavy award. Locked up.
Very, very cool. An awesome honor. Hey, Ugo, appreciate the time today. Best of luck Monday night against Buffalo, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Ugo Amadi, the Overton Bobcat, Oregon Duck, and now Tennessee Titan joining us here on the show.
Man, that recruiting process is crazy.
That was crazy.
I thought it was crazy how he got to the Titans. We didn't even get the story about how he was on the Seahawks. He got traded to the Eagles, and then about a week later, he gets traded back to his hometown. So it's full circle, but you talk about a guy that's been bouncing around. But that recruiting story, I'm sure the getting traded twice in 1 week was nothing like the recruiting thing that he was describing to us. Goodness. That was amazing. I guess it just shows you how nutty you can get.
And it's even crazier now. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, especially with the transfer factor.
There was something that caught Derek's attention that I noticed during Mike Vrabel's press conference that I want to get to on the rotation of the players and kind of who's in charge of that. We'll discuss that coming up next. But once again, excited to have Superbook Sports on with us, and they are now my official sports book. From Nashville to Knoxville and all around the country, Superbook Sports is your place to wager this football season. You don't need to be at the game to enjoy football this fall. Just download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com and start placing your bets now. Right now, Superbook has lines up for every pro football game for the rest of the season, plus which team will win the title. Who's your MVP and who's your surprise in the SEC? Wager on that, all that, and more right now at Superbook Sports. Along with football, Superbook accepts wagers on every other major sport. So bring Vegas to the palm of your hands, and now Superbook will match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. Get in the action right now with Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.